Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome to Advance. We're glad you're with us today as we talk about a different kind of theme park. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Nice to have everybody here in the studio, as well as all of you listening in out in Radio Land. So we want to greet you all and thank you for coming.
Yay! Good work.
And we're so glad to have some of our special teachers here with us today. We have Josh. Josh, you have two boys. And what do you think of this article we're going to study today about kids?
Well, kids love theme parks, Doris. My two boys, Luke and Noah, certainly do. So I'm excited to learn about a new theme park.
And even though Amanda and I don't have our own kids, we love kids, don't we, Amanda?
I love kids. That's right, Doris.
And don't you think this would be a great place to take all your nieces and nephews and relatives to?
Absolutely. I think it's a lot of fun. You know, growing up, we liked to dress up or play dress up, where you would borrow your parents' clothes and pretend to be adults. So something like this, I think, is a great idea.
It's a great idea. And the idea is in our article here on page 26. It says it's a people article. It's almost a kids article, isn't it?
It should be. Little people, we
little
could call
people
it.
Little people article. And what's the name of the article?
Well, it says Kidzania Theme Park. So it's a brand new type of theme park that's located all over the world. They have 11 of them currently. And it says where kids get to be adults.
Well, I've never heard that word before this, so have you?
No, I had not heard of this before I read the article. It sounds almost like mania, right? This idea of something very exciting and almost crazy, and this is Zania. So it's a word they made up and then attached kid to it.
I think it's a cute word, but it's just a name right now, isn't it? So
that's
in case you're wondering about it. But it says it's a place where kids get to be adults. Now, do kids usually want to be adults? I think they do, don't they?
I think they do because they look up to their parents or the people around them. Just like I mentioned earlier, we talked about playing dress up. You know, they love to pretend to be adults drinking tea or coffee. So, I do think they enjoy.
And little girls like to wear clothes that look like their mother's clothes and so forth. Yeah.
Jean still tells a story, my wife, about our son when he was two, walking around the house with a toy cell phone and telling people, cancel this meeting, start this meeting, I'll be right there. Because he was copying exactly how.
He was copying you?
Yes.
That's pretty cute. Yeah. Well, so this is a place where they can learn more about it. And I think it's a wonderful idea, don't you?
I think so.
Well, let's read the first part of our lesson here, and we'll see more about what kind of place this is, what kind of a theme park it is.
Kidzania Theme Park, where kids get to be adults. As parents, we all struggle to get our children to understand that money doesn't grow on trees. We want them to be responsible, work hard, and learn to save a few bucks. But these lessons are among the most difficult to teach. Enter Kidzania, an internationally acclaimed and truly unique children's theme park that makes life a little easier for parents and learning a whole lot more fun for kids of all ages. Kidzania is not a traditional theme park. There are no roller coasters or merry-go-rounds in sight. There are, however, plenty of attractions and activities that will keep your children busy, active, engaged and excited all day.
Well, it's talking about parents here, but I think we all know that our parents had the same thing. They said, you know, you can't just have money for everything you want. Don't you think kids are so used to mommy and daddy giving them everything? They say, I want this, I want that. And what do your parents say to you sometimes?
Well, generally they would say, no, you'll get it in good time, or we grew up having pocket money, so you can use your pocket money for that.
Well, have you ever heard that phrase when you were growing up, Josh, that money doesn't grow on trees?
Oh, certainly, yes. You have this idea that your parents just seem to have money whenever you need it, and they want to remind you that's not the case. Money is something that they worked for, and they need to save and spend responsibly. And so that's a good phrase that says that money, you don't just reach out to some tree in your yard and pull money off of it to
give to
your kids.
Wouldn't that be nice
if
you could grow money trees? Oh, that would be great. But it is an idiom we use a lot.
It is an idiom.
Money doesn't grow on trees, you know. And it says we struggle to get them to understand this. Well, naturally, you buy things for them when they want it, and sometimes you give it to them. So they don't know really where it all comes from. It's kind of hard for them to think of that concept that mom and dad have a hard time getting money. Don't you think?
I agree, yes. My 8-year-old son is starting to figure out the prices of things and what things are expensive and what things are less expensive. But that's taken a while for him to get a sense of value and what things are worth.
Right. And so we do want them to be responsible with the money that they do give them. And they need to work hard. Some families, they'll give you money for doing certain chores, like if you wash the dishes or do something like that. Did you ever get that money for that in your family?
Yes. If we would mow the lawns, we would get money for doing that, or some unusual task. The dishes, we didn't get money for that because that was an everyday thing.
That's right.
We might make my parents broke if we did it that way.
Right. That's right. We didn't really get money either for those things around the house. However, my father would often say when I needed money, you have my permission to go and earn some money. Mm. I don't have it to give you, so I could make cookies and sell them to the neighbors if I needed something for school. And I don't know if they liked the cookies, but they wanted to help me get my school badge for band or something like
that.
Did you ever do that?
I used to take the fruit off our trees in the backyard and then sell those in the neighborhood.
Right. Oh. So you'd get money some way like that. Right. So those kind of lessons are difficult to teach, aren't they?
They are, because I think, like you mentioned earlier, the concept of an adult going out, having a job, earning money, they don't understand or aren't able to comprehend how that works. So this Kidzania helps them understand what's involved to get the money.
Right. So that's when this started. It says, enter. Here is a solution to this problem. It says it's an internationally acclaimed idea. Now, what does it mean to be internationally acclaimed?
Well, that means it's gained praise and adoration from people all over the world.
So
here's
reputation.
Something that came that everybody recognizes, right?
Right, exactly. Well known around the world.
And it's really different when it says it's truly unique. It means it's quite different, isn't it?
That's right. Unlike any other theme park. And a theme park, if it's a phrase you're not familiar with, usually describes a place where it has rides, you know, maybe characters are dressed up. We think of Disneyland being the most famous theme park in the world.
But every city seems to have some kind of theme park where kids can go on rides and play games.
That's right. I think rides is really the most common thing you'd see in a theme park.
Especially
this one is different because this one has learning a whole lot more is for more fun for kids of all ages just to go and play or to go and learn. And I think it's always good to have fun when you learn, even if you're older. Don't you think so?
Yes, and I think this is a common trend we're seeing in education where we're competing with video games and movies and so many high-tech toys that kids have these days that I think we're, as parents and educators, really focusing on how do we keep kids' attention as we teach them. And there's a whole wave of what we call edutainment products that combine education and entertainment.
And that's easier for the parents. Instead of teaching them everything themselves, take them to a place like this, and there's other ways they can learn so you don't have to do all the teaching yourself. Isn't that right, Josh?
That's right.
That's a great idea.
It is, and there's places like this popping up all over.
I think also it allows them to really get their hands on. You know, a lot of kids are very visual learners as well. And so this gives them the opportunity to actually be in an environment. You know, home can't apply all that environment in one place. So having a place like this means that they're able to just take it in visually and experience it hands on.
kids always like to go to these parks where they can play. But this is not the regular kind. Traditional means the kind that we usually think of. Now, what would we find in a traditional theme park? It tells us down here that they don't have these things. What are some of the things you would usually find?
Well, I said rides earlier, and a type of ride that's most popular is a roller coaster. And these are, there's all sorts of sizes and shapes of these, but they usually go fast and try to scare you half to death. And I am, for one, I really like roller coasters.
What about merry-go-rounds? Those are good for kids, too.
They are, especially little kids. You know, roller coasters, if they're a little scared of the speed of the roller coaster, then a merry-go-round is a bit calmer. You know, usually they have, like, shapes of animals on there and beautiful music.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's a bit slower.
But that's what you usually find. They don't have any here. But they do have other things. We call these things attractions here. An attraction would be something, you know, shiingli, something that would attract you to go there. And they have activities that will also be attractive, not just playing games, but what do these activities actually do?
Well, it says it'll keep your children busy, active, engaged, and excited, which is quite a list there to keep young boys and girls engaged and excited all day. And that's very different than a normal theme park where oftentimes the lines are long and the rides are sometimes either too scary or not scary enough and your kids get bored. So this boasts, it claims, to be able to keep your kids excited all day.
Now, do you think that these places are certain times, like you go all day, or can you go a few hours? What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I looked online, and for most of them, yeah, it's a day pass, and there's activities that would keep
you
engaged.
You don't have to stay all day, though.
You don't have to, no.
Just like if you go to Disneyland, you could buy a day pass and be there all day, but you don't have to stay all day, right?
Right. Most people, Disneyland has gotten so expensive that, yes, most people are there from the second it opens until the second it closes.
Because it's expensive.
But yes, because it is.
They want to get their money's worth.
Kids get tired if it's too long, too, don't they?
They do, and that's what's interesting about this place, that they say they'll be busy, active, and engaged and excited all day. They don't get tired.
So, and this is a lot less expensive than Disneyland. I did look it up. Disneyland is up to $95 U.S. per ticket.
Wow. For day?
Yes, for one day.
It used to be about 10 and 20 and 30, right?
It's going incredible.
Up. And maybe it looks you can get a discount price or something.
Oh, no discounts.
Really?
No. And Kidzania is 23 U.S. person.
Mm. No, it's probably different in different countries, too, do you think?
I looked on the Malaysian website. There isn't one where we are currently, but Malaysia is a place I might go to over Christmas time.
Might be so good. Take your kids there and see what happens.
Who check knows? It out.
Well, let's find out what else you can do there. The idea is interesting. A place for kids. And do the parents leave them there when they go all day, or do they stay with them? How does that work?
Well, I've been to a place similar to this in California, and yes, for if your kids are older than 4 or 5, they do have places that the adults can sit and have coffee and relax. But we were there when our kids were younger, and we needed to supervise them the whole time.
So you go with them when they do this?
Right.
Okay. So when they're a little older, but you still stay nearby, though?
Right. You don't drop them off.
Right.
You have to stay in the place, but they have adult areas for you to relax in.
Right, especially if your child's older.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a good place for them to learn, though. Well, let's find out more about what they try to do there. This sounds like a great idea, so let's read more about it.
Playing dress-up. What makes it so much fun is that it's a kid-sized city, complete with restaurants, banks, grocery stores, and hospitals, where the kids get to be adults, doing the things most of us do on any normal day. They start by picking one of nearly 100 careers and learning about it. Then they put on their uniform and are ready to work and to earn Kidzania dollars, kidzos. Most activities are universal, such as firefighters, police, and reporters. But some are localized to reflect the distinct flavors and personality of the country and region where the park is located. Kids get paid for every job they do, which helps them explore the mysteries of managing money. Kids' O's in hand, they can spend it or save it. If they run short of money, they'll have to find a way to earn some. Kids can also create bank accounts, file taxes, and get tax refunds, and even decide how Kidzania's tax revenues are spent. There's even a court system run by Kidzanians. If I hadn't seen it myself, I would never have believed that it was possible to introduce kids to politics and government without boring them half to death.
Well, this part of the lesson tells us more what they do, like playing dress-up. We always like to do that. But what can you do there? What makes it so much fun?
Well, here in this kid-sized city, they have restaurants, banks, grocery stores, and hospitals. So not just your home. So I think it makes it more exciting. They have more areas to play in.
That's right. It looks like a city. They walk in, and it's almost, and everything is smaller. So I've been to something really similar to this in the United States called Pretend City. And you just imagine Main Street, USA, shrunk down to the size of, 4 and 5 year olds. It's really pretty amazing.
Is it a very big area?
It's a huge area. Yeah, mm-hmm. They've got a grocery store and a bank and a restaurant and a construction site and a beach. And the kids, it takes, several adults to be manning each station. But the kids come in and there's formal activities that they can do, or they can just play with the props and toys that they have out there.
So they learn to interact with each other as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be a task that at the certain time people are supposed to run the restaurant and take care of the customers and serve us fake food.
And you don't get real food.
Don't get real food, no. But they have the very real-looking fake food.
Okay.
And kids are serving that to you, and there's a kitchen staff, and it's
pretty. Well, there's a picture here that looks like they're kind of doing something like that.
Well, it sounded like, I think Kidzania does have some real-world cooking done. We'll talk about it in the lesson tomorrow.
Wow.
But at the pretend city where I was at, it was all fake.
Wow. So the kids get to be adults, and they get to do the things. They get to be the doctors and the nurses and the bankers. And it must be really fun for them because kids do like to do that. When you were little, did you ever pretend to do things like that?
Oh, many times, because I have two sisters and one brother. So we would often play dress-up and either have our own little cafe, or my mom is a nurse, so yes, we would often play doctors and nurses as well. Get her instruments out or things like that. Yeah.
We didn't have a city either, but I had brothers and sisters and neighbors and friends, and we would always pretend that this person was the king or the American Indians or the cowboys, and we would have different roles and we'd play these different games,
Mm-hmm.
I think we didn't have a city like that, but we used our imagination. But now they have it all set up for you. I think this is kind of fun too.
Yeah.
But kids do like to pretend and play pretend. And you mentioned the one in the States that you went to was called Pretend City. Do they have more like that in the States,
I think there's a few of them growing mm-hmm. like this, yes. And there is one in Taipei, too, as well. Doris called Baby Boss.
That's right. And kids can go. It's in a kind of a great big kind of a mall area.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go there and pretend to be different things, can't they?
Yep. There's flight attendants and all sorts of jobs that the kids can get when they go there.
So the kids then, they start out by picking their careers or what they want to do. They have 100 different ones, and they can even put on a uniform. And then they earn some kind of money, kidzos, which is Kidzania dollars. Now, this is just like we have play money. We used to use that when we played certain games. In Monopoly, we had play money, right? So this is really play money. Don't try to use it at McDonald's.
No, it won't work outside the theme park. But it's a pretty interesting idea where you teach the children that the tasks they accomplish and the things they get involved in, then you get rewarded with that. And then I know Pretend City has, I would imagine Kidzania does, a place where the kids can then spend the money.
Right.
So they have some instant gratification for the work they've done.
Well, I think kids would want to go there, and one day be this, and the next day be something else next time, don't you
right.
think?
Right, yeah, they can choose. Especially there's 100 careers to choose from. That's a lot of careers.
Say, next time can I come back and be this?
I wonder if you can be a radio English teacher.
That would be great.
You have to check over the list, see?
Or a magazine.
What are most of the activities? Mostly firefighters.
Well, it says they're universal, means they're loved by all kids. So maybe they didn't get as specific as a radio English teacher.
Well, it says
teacher.
Reporters. Who
but
knows?
Yeah, reporters,
they might have
firefighters.
Had a radio, who knows?
There you go.
I have two firefighters at home in Luke and Noah. They are always pretending to be policemen, spies, FBI agents.
Right.
Big on things like that.
Things that they see in the movies or on TV, they like to do that.
Right.
Well, then some are what we call localized. They mean have something to do with your area, that you have something that they don't have other places in the world, right?
Right, because Kidzania is in 8 different countries, including Korea and Thailand and Mexico. They don't have any in the States, but I think there are plans for that. Oh, yeah, it says they're opening one soon in the U.S. And so what they've done is chosen careers, a few of them anyway, that would be unique, that would be welcomed, be familiar to the kids in those countries.
So distinct flavors means just very specialized things. We could say this is something like they would have in those countries, right?
Mm-hmm. Like what would they have in New Zealand that we wouldn't have anywhere else?
I don't know, maybe farming, you know, because we're big farming.
Farming every place.
Tourism. Watching sheep.
Specifically we have
sheep, you know.
Maybe eating kiwis. having
Lord
a kiwi
of the
farm,
rings.
Right?
That's what it would. That'd have hobbits.
Hobbits. Perfect.
You have to think of something, you know, they don't have every place else. Right. That's right.
Well, I was thinking like in Africa, you know, possibly you would have safari, you know, people working in the safari.
That's
like
true.
Wildlife workers, things like that,
yeah.
Which would be quite different from another part of the world.
No safaris in America.
In Hawaii, maybe they would be diving for pearls or something. Who knows? Different jobs that would be special.
In Seattle, they would make umbrellas.
No. Seattle, they would be having clam chowder.
Right.
A clam chowder.
And salmon, an Indian baked salmon, right? They would be
Chefs.
Having specialized things like that.
Ready for that.
But it goes on here to say in the second column that the kids get paid for the jobs. So you say, well, I want to work in this kitchen and serve people. And they say, okay, I've been there 1 hour. Here's your pay. You get money.
Good lesson for them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like we said, a lot of kids have, you know, chores, we call it, small jobs that they do. But they don't necessarily see that a specific task equals this amount of money. So I think that's a good lesson. And it also teaches them how to manage money, it says in line 4. And when we manage our money, it means we're smart about how we spend it.
So you probably have some stores where you can buy stuff with the money. But if you spend all the money right away and there's one of these stores, and you wouldn't have anything for the rest of the day, right?
And I think that's what they mean by explore the mysteries of managing money. For example, like you said, Doris, they earn it, but then they go and spend it. And maybe they don't understand this idea, I've lost my money. You know, how does that work, spending and earning? They get
I know a lot of adults who still haven't learned that lesson.
It's a good time to learn it. But, you know, they can even create their own bank account. So they must be 9, 10, 11, 12 years old to be able to do that, not 4 or 5 years old. I imagine filing taxes and get refunds. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know?
This part I thought was a little crazy.
Must be about 12 years old there, right?
I thought they were supposed to be having fun. There
right.
is nothing fun about paying
filing
taxes.
Right.
But good lesson to learn.
That's true.
But they even have a court system and say that you did something wrong and so forth. You get to be the judge.
Right. I think that would be really
That would be kind of fun.
Making good decisions.
Maybe they take a kid who's misbehaved in the park and bring him before the Kidzania court.
That's what the police, when they dress up
somebody
as
or made him cry or something.
Well, we sentence you to 10-minute timeout.
That's right. You can't play for 10 minutes. You sit on that chair over
right.
there, right? Well, this author that wrote this, she hadn't seen it. Never believe it's possible that kids could even get into politics. Maybe you could run for mayor for the day or president. Who knows?
Right.
King, I don't know what.
That's what
government is. If you're in England, maybe you could be the queen or the king, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it doesn't bore them half to death. Now, kids get bored very easily. To be bored just means that, oh, you're just tired of it. You can't stand it any longer. So sometimes we say we're bored to death.
Bored to tears, yes. Mm. Bored out of our minds.
And even in
lots
Chinese, sometimes we say, I'm hungry to death. Well, Ursula, you're not really going to die, you know. But we use that word, it just means that, oh, I can't stand it anymore, right?
Right.
To be dramatic and to put emphasis on it.
So whoever would have thought that they could be interested in government and they aren't bored with it. Well, let's vote for me, you know, and could go through the streets and tell them why they should vote for you and so forth.
Campaigning, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. You got to try that, Josh. I bet your kids, one of them I'm sure would make it because he's quite, you know, it goes around, gets everybody to do what he wants them to, right?
Yes. Noah certainly. You
can try that.
A people person. He could be the mayor of Kidzania,
right.
I'm sure.
Well, this is kind of fun, and I think a lot of people would like to have a place like this. So we'll find out more about where they are, how they got started, and everything tomorrow. But it's a good idea, and there is a website, too. And you can look it up, kidzania.com, find out more about it.
All right.
And we'll find out more about it when we come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.